Happiest March meditations, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Medium Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together, and everyone is delicious. I'm your host, Chantel, and today we're wrapping up the March meditations, love, and honestly, I'm a little sad. But fear not, we have new goodies coming your way in April, so stay tuned for all those sweets and treats. And if you have topic suggestions, send them my way. I would love to hear them. If you have questions about supernatural this, paranormal that, or clair everything, then make sure you share them with me on Instagram, Facebook, email, or carrier pigeon. I have got you covered. Now then, let's talk. So I had a really, really good time doing minisodes this month and learning so much about meditation. And that's what it's all about, right? Learning together. That's what this podcast is based on. It's based on building a community of like-minded, magical beings seeking answers to all the supernatural, paranormal, and metaphysical things. So the idea for this podcast came from my own journey with supernatural and paranormal experiences that scared the bleep out of me at every turn. I've had experiences since I was a kid, and they did not get any easier to navigate as I got older. And it wasn't until I found the one and only Sophie that I actually just felt like I could get some relief and just live. So my OG friends know who the fabulous Sophie is, but if you're new to the show, then let me explain. So Sophie and I crossed paths years ago when I was encouraged to attend her Reiki Level 1 class. Like, it's been a minute. And honestly, I didn't know what to expect. I was really afraid to jump into this because, again, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I was like opening a can of worms, but I knew that my fear for all things like supernatural and paranormal was a solid like 50 out of 10, and maybe her course would be able to shed some light for me. Well, not only did Sophie's course shed light, it blew the damn gates wide open and things have never been the same. So, in time, I learned how to protect myself. I learned how to set boundaries that made me feel safe. I learned how to respect energy and metaphysical work and all the things to the fullest and so much more. So I honestly don't think there will ever be enough words for me to relay to Sophie what her guidance has meant to me. I don't know where I would be without Sophie. I don't know where I would be without her courses. I don't know where I would be without the other people that I met in her classes, her courses rather. I mean, I don't know where I'd be. I'd still be scared and still wanting to sleep with like the brightest nightlight, which, you know, spoiler alert, I still like to sleep with some light on because I don't love the dark, but that's a story for another time. So in any event, I did Sophie's level one. I went on to do Sophie's level two course and level three course because how could I not? And each course tested, pushed, and molded me in really different and unexpected ways. And honestly, I'm so grateful for all of it. So here's my point. Going through Sophie's courses reminded me that I wasn't alone. It reminded me that there were and are lots and lots of beautiful souls going through similar experiences who were and are seeking answers. And so the podcast was born. I wanted a place where we could all hang out, we could have a really good time, we could laugh our way through the scary things, tell some spooky, dark and stormy night kind of stories, and build a really safe and solid family where we could share these things freely, ask questions, track down answers, and find our way to the light just together, honestly. And while that worked for a while, things didn't exactly go to plan. So my OG friends know that I've had to step away from the podcast a few times because of work, but this last absence was by far the most severe. So I've been away for a minute, a whole bunch of them actually, like 4 years to be exact. So in a nutshell, the last 4 years have been a constant cycle of working 18-hour days, 7 days a week for months and months on end. And the few times that work slowed down for me, I honestly was just so burned out and exhausted that I couldn't muster up the energy to do anything energy related. And I really hated that because I love this stuff so, so much. It's really so much of who I am. And honestly, every day that went by without a meditation, without a hello on the socials to connect with you, without taking a quick minute to spend time with a crystal or some sage, I really was just left feeling like I was never going to be able to find my way back to this world. And I don't just mean the podcast. I mean energy work. I mean like all the things I felt that I had built over these years in working with Sophie. I felt like I wasn't going to be able to find my way back to it. And it bummed me out so much. So fast forward. And recently, I finally came to a place where I was able to set some really, really firm boundaries in my work life and start rebuilding a personal life again. And all of this, I will say, is really new, but it's the reason I was able to bring the show back. And over the last 4 years, whether I've been slammed with work or I've had a little bit of a break, I've thought about the podcast and I've thought about you so, so much. And I've thought about how to bring the show back and what that would look like. And I knew I didn't have the energy or the focus to jump back into this. But now as things have changed and I've set these boundaries, when I was looking at this again and I had the time and the focus to look at it, I knew I didn't want to overthink it in any way. I just wanted to jump in and go back to our roots, go back to the beginning. And meditation minisodes seem like the perfect place to start. So I really loved the idea of talking about meditation because it's been so, so transformative for me. And I hope that it has been or that it will be for you too. I also love the idea of doing minisodes because I felt like it wouldn't bombard you with an endless stream of info and it would allow me to spend more time with you. So after doing an entire month of meditation minisodes, here's what I know. First, there's a lot I didn't know. Then, meditation is a practice, not a performance. It has the ability to be life-changing if you let it, but you have to let it. After that, I learned you have to be purposeful in your practice. And it's something I knew before, but I really just needed the reminder. And going through all these minisodes really helped to get me there. So some meditations I know they're going to be amazing. Some are just going to be okay. And some are going to put you to sleep. Just know that you're going to get exactly what you need in those moments. Not every session is going to be a club banger, but just stick with it because it can absolutely be transformative. And so it's time to take my own advice and get back in the game. So I still very much feel detached from energy work. I feel detached from the things that I learned, my practices, like all of those things. But to be fair, I haven't been purposeful in jumping back into anything. So I always bump my energy goodies for other life things, and I really want to change that. I want to set reminders in my calendar. I want to set alarms and do whatever I need to do to make these things a priority again, because they were so transformative for me, so life-changing in the most incredible, amazing, positive ways. And who would not want to get back into that, you know? So why I keep putting them on the back burner is just beyond me. But I want to get back into doing readings and learning all the things, and more than anything, trusting my intuition again, because I think that's one of the things that has suffered the most. I just don't trust myself very much or at all when it comes to energy work. I second guess myself a lot, and that isn't anything anyone can teach you. You have to get there on your own. And what is a great tool to use? Good old meditation. So all of that aside, what I really want to relay, what I want to say is that I want to tell you how so super sorry I am for being absent and not sharing what was happening behind the scenes. As much as I hated being away from you, what I hated the most was letting you down. And as much as I wish I could change the last 4 years, I know that I can't undo it. But I know that what I will do is promise you that I will be here with you from here on out. And when I say I have set some very firm boundaries in my work life, listen, I have set some very firm boundaries in my work life. I have not had this much balance in a very, very long time. And I don't just mean in the last 4 years, I mean in the last like seven since I started working these kinds of projects at work. So where do we go from here? Well, to be honest, I don't know what the future holds. Only what I would like to ask the universe for. I do know that the lovely Marie and Lily will make appearances as their schedules permit. We do see each other as often as we possibly can, which if you ask any one of us is not nearly enough. But so you know, I just saw them a few nights ago. It was like, three, four nights ago. And they are still super fabulous and super magical and so excited to jump into episodes like the good old days. Until then, I will tell you that I will do my absolute best to cover topics that you want to hear about and be with you all the damn time. Like, you're going to be so tired of me. So again, where do we go from here? Who knows? But I do know we're going to have so much fun getting there. I am so happy to be back with you. I'm so happy to get back into energy work. And honestly, I am just so, so happy. So here is to April, here is to May and every month coming after that. Here's to all the fun we're gonna have. Here is to all of the questions we're going to find answers for, all of the experiences that we're going to have together and just all the things. I mean, here we go. Here's to the next dark and stormy night. See you next episode.